circle for the Panthers. He'll jump it up against Johnson Brock's Nick Perriott. And here's the tip. We're ready to get underway. Perriott easily controls the tip, flips the ball out into backcourt to Leighton Behrens. Behrens gives it up to Dollinghouse. That's going to be Camden Dollinghouse at the top of the key off the Sloan Pelican right elbow. Kaysen Dollinghouse, skip pass across court, Pelican into Perriott in traffic. Pelican for three from the corner, right side, got it! Sloan Pelican nails a three to open the scoring from deep in the corner on the right side of the basket. Johnson Brock goes up 3-0. Into forecourt is Hunter Pope with the basketball. Pope gives it to the near side. This is Jackson Dillon. Pelican almost takes the ball away from him. Dillon penetrates into the paint. Goes up with a shot. Leighton Behrens with a partial block. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Nick Sweeney. Sweeney with the putback. Johnson Brock against full court pressure down court. Camden Dollinghouse on the right elbow. Breaks the press across court pass to Perriott. Top of the key, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen down to Camden in the corner on the left side. Now Kaysen bounce pass to Perriott in the paint. Pelican in the baseline left side. Couldn't get the shot. Kaysen around to Camden on the right wing. Kaysen Dollinghouse for three. Top of the key, off the glass, no. Rebound, tipped away, pulled down by Nick Sweeney. Sweeney down court with his pass. Quickly comes Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick's spin move, lost the ball, tipped away. Now it's tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Johnson Brock. Leighton Behrens down there battling for that loose ball. He touched it last. It'll stay with Palmyra. Inbounding the pass, Zach Fitzpatrick in the corner. Fitzpatrick, here's a long three from the right side. Up and off, no good. Pelican has the rebound. Sloan Pelican will push the ball up court himself. Bounce pass to Perriott into forecourt right side. Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse into the corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Skip pass across court finds Perriott. There's Camden from the corner for three. That's off, no good. The rebound is pulled down by Alex Hatcher. Hatcher, across court pass, fast break. Nick Sweeney in traffic. Whistle and a blocking foul on the baseline. I think he's going to go probably on Leighton Behrens. We'll wait for the official indication here. Yes, it is. The foul is on Leighton Behrens, his first. Team foul number one of the half on Johnson Brock. Inbounding the pass is Hunter Pope on the baseline under his own basket. Into the corner, three is on the way, that's off the rim. Doesn't go. Kaysen Dollinghouse had the rebound and had it taken away by Hunter Pope. Pope with the basketball, driving for an underhanded scoop layup. Up and off, no good. Behrens with the rebound for Johnson Brock. Leighton Behrens, down court pass. Camden Dollinghouse driving lay-in. Missed the layup, couldn't get it. Ball is tipped around and the rebound comes down to Zach Fitzpatrick. This is fast-paced basketball. Up and down the court, Fitzpatrick driving lay-in. Up. He'll be fouled on the baseline as he tried to lay it up. The foul's going to be against Johnson Brock. We'll see who they put it on. Foul is going to be called on Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse just has a lot of syllables in it. I'm probably, for Johnson Brock fans, going to just take to calling them by their first names, Camden and Kaysen, identical twin brothers here of Coach, sons of Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. Front end of the two-shot free throw is up and good for Zach Fitzpatrick. That ties the score at three apiece. Fitzpatrick can give Palmyra their first lead if he can hit this free throw. The shot is on the way. It's up and it's off. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Camden. Outlet pass to Perriott. Perriott comes to Kaysen on the left wing. Kaysen Dollinghouse inside the paint. Leighton Behrens, open look. Camden from the corner right for three. No, rebound Perriott. Perriott goes up with a follow shot in the paint and got it. Nick Perriott just showing a lot of athleticism between defenders to jump above everybody and gently put that one in the hoop for the basket. Quickly down court, Palmyra. Fitzpatrick wastes no time to set the offense. In traffic, trying to move with a fall-away shot up and good by Hunter Pope. Boy, Pope took a lot of, covered a lot of territory without dribbling there. Let's just say that. Camden with the basketball to Kaysen to Sloan Pelican. Back up to Kaysen, left elbow. Nick Perriott gets the shot from the corner for three. Hits off the rim in the air. The rebound, Behrens. Now taken away from Behrens by Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, fast break, driving underhanded scoop layup. Up off, no good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Palmyra. Crashing in there after the rebound was Nick Sweeney. He's called for his first personal first team foul of the half on Palmyra. Here's the big man, Chris Burkle, in the lineup. 6'8", 320 pounds. Wears number 44 big, big man in the ball game, and he can play ball too, folks. Don't let that size be deceiving. He can handle the basketball. As we said, 19 points Friday night for Palmyra. All tied up at 5 with 4:38 to go in the first quarter. Barron's a cross-court pass to Sloan Pelican. Skip pass top of the key, Camden, around to Kaysen. Kaysen, little stutter step. They'll call him for traveling and give the ball back over to Palmyra. In for Johnson Brock. Now Lane Buckmeyer checks into the lineup. Buckmeyer checks in for Kaysen Dollinghouse. So Buckmeyer on the floor. Dollinghouse comes out. 4:28 to play in the first period. All tied at 5 apiece. On the dribble for Palmyra, this is Hunter Pope. Pope looking at a zone defense set here now. Goes with a pass to the left wing. Across to Drew Earhart, who just checked in. Earhart launches a three. He got it. Drew Earhart with a three from the corner gives Palmyra the three-point lead, 8-5. Panthers up now. Sloan Pelican in backcourt to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer is double-teamed. Comes across the timeline, gets trapped, kicking the basketball, called on Palmyra. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Lane Buckmeyer will inbound it on the side in forecourt, right in front of the stage, in front of our table. Gets it inbound pass into Nick Perriott. Right side, Sloan Pelican. Pelican with the basketball, a cross-court pass. Camden in the paint, around to Perriott, top of the key. This is Buckmeyer holding the ball between the rings at the top of the circle. Pelican to Perriott, in traffic, shot is up and good. Making the basket and drawing the foul was Leighton Barron's. Got the shot off the glass to fall and drew the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot the and one. The foul is going to be called on Alex Hatcher. On Hatcher, his first, team foul number two on Palmyra. At the line, Leighton Barron's ready to shoot the and one. Launches the shot. It's up. It's off to the left. Doesn't go, but the rebound comes down in the corner to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, cross-court pass, tried to get it to Sloan Pelican, stolen away. Fast break. Here comes Hunter Pope for a driving layup. Off, no good. Try for rebound. Put back up and off, no good. Whistle and a foul. And we're going to have, believe, Drew Sweeney at the line where he's going to be shooting two shots. And the foul is going to be called on Camden Dollinghouse, his first, team foul number three. Nick Sweeney has 2 points on one field goal. Here he's shooting two free throws for the Palmyra Panthers. The first of two is on the way up and good. He now has three, makes it 9-7. Sitting down now is Leighton Barron's, and to replace him, Jalen Barron's. So Jalen Barron's onto the floor for the first time tonight. Here's Nick Sweeney's second free throw up, and it's good. He got them both. Sweeney with a pair. 10-7, your score. 3-point lead for Palmyra. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter here at Palmyra. With the dribble is Lane Buckmeyer. Gets it to Jalen Barron's. Barron's in the paint, free throw line, puts it into the corner. Spin move into the paint, kick it out to Perriott for three. Right side, up and off, no good. Save from going out of bounds. Great job down there by Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer chased the basketball down, flipped it back over his shoulder, and put it off the body of Hunter Pope, so it went out of bounds and saved the possession for Johnson Brock. Eagles keep the basketball. Nick Sweeney back into the lineup. Also, Jackson Dillon, who started the game, is back into the contest. Inbounding it is Sloan Pelican from the corner. Lobs it up top to Camden. Camden to the right side to Kaysen. He's back in the lineup. Or check that. No, that's Lane Buckmeyer with the ball. Now bounce pass to Barron's. Jalen Barron's top of the key. Sloan Pelican for three off the rim. Johnson Brock not having much luck with threes here. A whistle on the battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. It's going to be called on Lane Buckmeyer. On Lane, his first, and that will be team foul number four. We'll walk to the other end. It'll be just Palmyra's basketball. We're not shooting here yet. That's only the fourth team foul. Palmyra comes into forecourt with a dribble is James Dillon. Dillon, inside spin move, off the glass, shot up and off, no good, rebound, Perriott. Perriott high in the air, fast break to Sloan Pelican. Pelican for the layup. It's blocked away out of bounds, no whistle, no foul. Looked like Sloan Pelican was going to have an easy two for a lay-in, and out of nowhere, defender came in and swatted that ball away. 10-7, Johnson Brock down by three. They have it under their own basket. Here's a three from the left corner. Off the rim, doesn't go. The three shot there by Brody Kaler, who just checked in. The freshman, Kaler shot wide of the mark. Fitzpatrick from the right side for three, a short off the front of the rim. Fitzpatrick gets the rebound back underneath to the big man. Feeds underneath Fitzpatrick under the basket off the glass. Up, off, no good. Perrier tips it out, and the rebound again is grabbed up by Sweeney. Three offensive rebounds in a row. Palmyra's going to get a fourth opportunity here in this possession. Here's the big guy. Turnaround shot blocked by Perriott. Follow shot, rebound, put back. Still can't get it. Tipped around again to Perriott. And finally, Sloan Pelican comes out of there with it. Perriott battling with Chris Merkel, the 6'8" postman inside for that rebound. Sloan Pelican, top of the circle. 1:43 to go, first quarter. 10-7, Palmyra up. Perriott kicks it out to the corner. Skip pass across court right side. There's Behrens. Jalen Behrens feeds it into Perriott. Off the glass, shot up and good. Nick Perriott with his second bucket. Cole Johnson-Brock back within one. They trail 10-9. Fitzpatrick with the ball. Looking for Burkle in the paint. Comes back to Fitzpatrick. He won't take the three. In the free throw lane across court to the left elbow, it goes to Jackson Dillon. Dillon lost the handle. Sloan Pelican with a steal. Down court pass. He's got Craig Kaler out ahead of him. Kaler's going to be fouled. Brody Kaler, the freshman, was fouled trying to get the breakaway lay-in. The foul is going to be called on Zach Fitzpatrick. His first third-team foul on the Panthers. At the free throw line will be Brody Kaler, 6-foot freshman. He'll be shooting two shots. He can tie it with the first, give Johnson-Brock the lead if he can hit them both here. 10-9, Eagles down by one with 1:06 to go in the first quarter. First free throw is up and good for Brody Kaler. He'll have a second attempt coming. Brody Kaler, a freshman, playing in this just his second game of his high school career early on in the season. Let's see if Kaler can give Johnson-Brock the lead. Takes aim, shot is up, it's good, got a boat. Kaler hits a pair, and it's 11-10. Johnson-Brock back on top by one with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Panthers basketball in the corner is Hatcher. Hatcher had it knocked away by Pelican, got it back, flips the ball out to Sweeney. Back up to the top of the key. Palmyra slowing it down here a little bit now. Lob pass to Burkle, the big guy, inside the paint. He's covered up, can't get the shot. Sweeney has the ball to the right elbow. Comes to Hatcher once again. Up top to Sweeney. Around the horn, outside perimeter. Three on the way. Good by Nick Sweeney. Sweeney hits a three. Palmyra goes up by two. 13-11. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ball knocked away from Sloan Pelican and stolen. Fitzpatrick feeds it to the left side. Driving way up. Up and good by James Dillon. Jackson Dillon. Dillon lays it in. 15-11. 4-point lead. Perriott down court with 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Perriott to the top of the key. Comes up top with it to Lane Meyer. Into the corner left side. Kaler. Kaler finds Perriott. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Time running down. Not sure Perriott's aware of where we're at here. Perriott gives it inside. Behrens tries to go up with a shot. No whistle. After one quarter, Palmyra 15. Johnson-Brock 11. We're back in 1 minute on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Keep you and your family safe when holiday shopping this year by following these simple safety tips. Shop during the day. If you must shop at night, do not do it alone and avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Be sure to dress comfortable and don't overload yourself with packages. It's important to have clear visibility when walking, especially in icy conditions. Holiday shopping safety tips brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, we've got a dandy underway here at Palmyra. 15-11, Palmyra leading Johnson-Brock as we move into the second quarter. It'll be the Panthers basketball. On the dribble is Hunter Pope. He'll set the offense. Comes with a pass to the top of the circle to Jackson Dillon. Back to Pope, inside to Burkle. The big guy can't get to the basket. Here's a three on the way from the left wing that's up and off. No good. Put up by Hatcher. Ball went out of bounds. It'll belong to Johnson-Brock. Full court pressure now by the Panthers. Sloan Pelican will inbound it against the press. Pelican to toss it in. Camden Dollinghouse gets the inbound pass. Camden Dollinghouse at the timeline across to Kaysen. Into the corner, Pelican. A cross-court skip pass. Pelican has the ball tipped away and stolen by Hunter Pope. Pope all the way in for the driving layup. Got it. Hunter Pope with 4 points. It's 17-11. Biggest lead of the game for Palmyra. There's a Perriott. Nick Perriott for three from the corner. Uncontested. Couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Sweeney. Sweeney. Outlet pass goes to Hunter Pope once again. Pope will set the offense. Works the dribble to the left wing. Gives off to Jackson Dillon. Dillon feeds it inside the paint to Burkle. Burkle off the glass up. No, couldn't get it. Rebound, Pope, follow shot. Up, off, no good. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. The foul is going to be on Kaysen Dollinghouse. On Dollinghouse, that's his second personal, 15 foul. Not a shooting foul, so it'll just be Palmyra's basketball under their own basket. Lob into Burkle in the paint. Bank shot off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down for Johnson Brock by Leighton Behrens. Behrens down court quickly. Sloan Pelican off to Camden on the right wing. Up top it comes to Pelican. Around to the corner left side to Kaysen. Kaysen can't get an open look. Back in on the baseline. Driving into traffic. The big guy jumps up in the air. No shot there at all. Here's Pelican trying for three. Comes up short. Save from going out of bounds. Nope, it's going to belong to Palmyra. Johnson Brock has just made one three-pointer thus far in the ball game, but it's not for lack of trying. I don't have an exact number. I'm guessing one of six, possibly one of seven now from the three-point range. The ball just not falling on the long shot trays here for Johnson Brock. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. 17-11. Palmyra up by six. Palmyra with the basketball on the right wing. This is Hunter Pope with the ball. Pope flips it up top. Barry's in the lineup now, in traffic. Around the perimeter to the left wing it goes. That's Drew Earhart with the ball. Earhart dribbles to the top of the circle again to Hunter Pope. They just keep working outside of this zone that Johnson Brock has set up, passing it around the outside perimeter. Fitzpatrick is back in the ball game now for Burkle under the basket. Around the top to Earhart. Boy, they're really letting the air out of things here. Running a lot of time on the clock. Looking for the cutter. Barry feeds it to the corner to Fitzpatrick. Here's a three on the way from the top of the key. Bingo! Alex Hatcher nails a three, and that's the third three-pointer they've hit. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. 20-11. The Eagles are down by nine. 5:37 to go in the first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Live action, Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound the pass comes into Nick Perriott. Perriott almost has it taken away by Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick all over Perriott as he tries to dribble away. Now a blocking foul is going to be called on Zach Fitzpatrick. You wondered how much contact they were going to allow there as Perriott was really getting beat up on by Zach Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick picks up his second personal. He'll come out of the ballgame. Nick Sweeney checks back in to replace him. 5:24 to play first half. Johnson Brock trailing by 9, 20-11. Nick Perriott hands the ball off on the right far side to Lane Buckmeyer. Spin move in the paint, trying to go up with a shot. Saved it from going out of bounds. That was Camden Dollinghouse, but no, they say he stepped on the baseline. Camden Dollinghouse in the ballgame now, along with Brody Kaler out top here. Palmyra will have the basketball and bring it down. The Panthers' Hunter Pope works the dribble. Camden picks him up defensively. I think we're back into a man-to-man defense now for Johnson Brock. Around the horn to the left wing it goes, up top to Pope. He holds the ball on the right side. Drew Earhart feeds down underneath now to Hatcher. Hatcher in the free throw lane. Got trapped in there. Has to clear it back to the top of the key to Pope. Pope on the right baseline. Behrens won't let him have it defensively in the man-to-man. They try to penetrate. Again, Behrens takes away the baseline. Here's a three from the left elbow that's up and off. No good. The rebound is pulled down by Johnson Brock, Leighton Behrens, and then he's going to be tied up. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. It'll be the Eagles basketball. Johnson Brock will inbound it. To toss the ball inbounds is Lane Buckmeyer against full court pressure. Buckmeyer gets it into Nick Perriott, and Perriott will dribble the ball up court. Perriott, one-on-one, goes against Sweeney, gets it across the timeline. Camden Dollinghouse in the paint to the left corner. Open look, three, left side, in and out, no good. The threes just will not drop for Johnson Brock. Fast break the other way, up and good. Getting the lay-in is Drew Earhart on the fast break. Got in behind the coverage, and Johnson Brock has had the score doubled up on him now at 22-11, down by 11 with 4 minutes to go here in the quarter. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Nick Sweeney. That's Sweeney's second personal. Team foul number 5 on the Panthers, not yet shooting. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Camden Dollinghouse will inbound the pass. Here's the big guy back in, Chris Burkle. All 300 pounds, 6'8" of him in there. Chris Burkle checks in to play some defense. Johnson Brock's basketball. Camden inbounds the pass into Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer comes to the left wing to the near side of Brody Kaler. Kaler with one dribble back up top with it inside to Perriott. Kaler thought about a three, doesn't take it. Feeds into Perriott. Perriott is in traffic. He's triple teamed in there and got slapped. Foul is going to be on Palmyra as Perriott made a move to the bucket. The foul is going to be on Drew Earhart. That's his first, and that's the sixth, a team foul. With the ball in the corner, long three, arching shot up and off. That doesn't go. Put up by Lane Buckmeyer. Johnson Brock has put there a ton of threes up and only hit on one of them. Burkle backs in off the glass, puts it up and good. He's going to be hard to stop under there. Chris Burkle with his first 2 points. We mentioned he had 19 in their game Friday night. It's 24-11 now. The lead is 13, biggest lead yet. Trapped over on the far right side. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock to save the possession. 3:17 to go first half. 24-11. Palmyra up by 13. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Johnson Brock down by 13 here in the first half. 3 minutes, 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Eagles basketball. Camden Dollinghouse with a pass comes to the near side to Brody Kaler. Up to Behrens, top of the key. Again to Brody Kaler, the freshman. He holds the ball on the left side. Brody Kaler sporting those bright orange fluorescent shoes out here. Here's a pass into the corner, an open look for a moment. Not wanting to take the shot there was Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer back across court pass. Finds Kaler again. Kaler up top. Perriott driving the baseline is Buckmeyer. He's going to have a collision down there, I believe, with Burkle. Let's see who this is on. Yeah, the foul's going to go on Chris Burkle, his first personal. That is a 17 foul, so we're in the 1-1. That's going to put Lane Buckmeyer at the line to shoot 1-1 for Johnson Brock. 2:45 to go first half, 24-11. The Eagles down by 13. Buckmeyer shooting 1-1. Free throw is on the way up. It's off. Couldn't get it. And the rebound brought down by the Panthers. Clearing it out is Jackson Dillon. Down court pass. They tried to fast break. They overthrew the man. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. Eagles get the ball back. So Johnson Brock with a chance to chip away at this lead a little bit here. 2:39 left to go in this second quarter. Perriott gets the ball into forecourt, pulls up in the lane for a jump shot that's up and good. Nick Perriott has 6 points. He just pulled up in front of the defenders about 10 feet out in the lane, put up a little jumper over the top of the big man. All right, Palmyra quickly on the attack the other direction. Chandler Perry dribbling with the ball now. All seniors on the floor thus far here for Palmyra. Perry gives it up to Jackson Dillon. Dillon looked into the corner, wanted to go down to Hunter Pope. Pope is covered up down there by Behrens. Here's a three that's on the way up and good by Alex Hatcher. That's the fourth three-pointer of the night now for Palmyra. Johnson Brock is just one for a basketball on threes. Brody Kaler gets the down-court pass up to Perriott with it. Back to Kaler. Ball tipped away. Knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Hunter Pope. Sloan Pelican back into the ball game for Johnson Brock. Pelican replaces Lane Buckmeyer for the Eagles with a minute 47 to go in the first half. 27-13. Eagles down by 14. They got a mountain to climb here. Try to chip away at that before the halftime break. Handling the ball is Jalen Behrens. Jalen almost had it taken away from him. He gets possession of it. Gets the ball back. Goes off to Kaler with it. Kaler comes up top with it to Camden Dollinghouse. Around the horn to Sloan Pelican. Pelican tried to force a pass in the paint. This deflected away. Two on three here. Fast break. Laying up and good by Jackson Dillon for the layup. 29-13. Palmyra blowing this thing open with a minute 13 to go. Another steal. Burkle down court. Fast break lay-in up and good. Alex Hatcher has eight. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock with 1:06 to go in the first half. It's 31-13. Palmyra blowing it open. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Palmyra High School. 1:06 to go in the first half. 31-13. Johnson Brock trailing the Panthers. Eagles trying to get the ball down court against full court pressure. Jalen Behrens is trapped near midcourt. Gets it down into the corner to Brody Kaler under the basket. Kaler has the ball knocked away from him out of bounds. Touch last by Palmyra. It'll stay with the Eagles. They'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Camden Dollinghouse will trigger it in. Stands just to the right of the backboard. Into Perriott at the top of the key. Perriott right back to Dollinghouse in the paint. Shot is up, won't go. Johnson Brock is just having horrible luck shooting from the field here tonight. Even the bunnies under the basket won't go in the hole for them. And as a result, they're down 31-13. It's not for lack of opportunities. The shots just have not been falling for the Eagles. All right, now Palmyra sets their offense. They put into Burkle in the paint. Burkle tried to whip it around here and find Jackson Dillon under the basket. Dillon didn't see it coming, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. 26 seconds to play here in the first half. Inbound the pass to Camden Dollinghouse. Perriott finds Sloan Pelican driving Brody Kaler. Kaler feeds it around the horn, top of the key. Perriott for an open three, off no good, couldn't get it. 13 seconds to go. Here comes Palmyra with a 31-13 lead down court. Give it up to Hunter Pope. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Pope at the top of the key. Ball is deflected away, knocked out of bounds off the hands of Camden Dollinghouse. 1.5 seconds to go, 1.5. Back into the lineup comes Lane Buckmeyer. He will replace Jalen Behrens. 1.5 seconds to go. Inbound Fitzpatrick. Long three. Hit the front of the rim and didn't go. At the half, the Palmyra Panthers are leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Our halftime score, Palmyra 31, Johnson Brock 13. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Palmyra. The Palmyra Panthers leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Our halftime score, Palmyra 31 and Johnson Brock 13. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all for Palmyra, they're led by Alex Hatcher with 8 points. Nick Sweeney has 7. 5 points for Drew Earhart coming off the bench. 4 points each for Hunter Pope and Jackson Dillon. Adding 2 was Chris Burkle, and Zach Fitzpatrick has 1 for their total of 31. From the free throw line, Palmyra went 3 out of 4. Individual scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles, Nick Perriott leads the way with 6 points. Sloan Pelican has 3. Brody Kaler with 2. And Leighton Behrens with 2 for their total of 13. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock went 2 out of 4. More importantly, though, from 3-point range, I'm told they hit 1 out of 8. From 3-point range, only 1 of them dropped. The field goal percentages have to be pretty sad right now for Johnson Brock. They've had a lot of looks. They just have not been able to get the ball to fall, and they trail 31-13 here at halftime. In the girls' game earlier this evening, the Johnson Brock girls got the win. The final there was 46-30, Johnson Brock over Palmyra. We'll take another 2-minute break and update with your local weather. Another 2 minutes, and then we're back with third quarter action. Don't go away. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 48. Lows dip down to about 31 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Temperatures near average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
We offer incredible benefits, free medical and dental, paid time to volunteer in the community, an extra 20% contribution of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Apply now for openings as an engineer, engineering technician leader, production team leader, production kitting specialist, shipping specialist, assembly, fab, painters, and welders on all shifts. Work at fast.com.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service, see them in Mound City today.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of plows.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Palmyra High School of our boys' varsity contest. At the half, the Palmyra Panthers leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 31-13. And how did that happen, you might ask? Well, as you sit here and analyze it, obviously the ball has been falling for Palmyra and not for Johnson Brock. The Eagles have taken numerous three-point shots, only got one of them to fall by Sloan Pelican early on in the ball game. Back in the first quarter, Johnson Brock managed only 2 points in that entire second quarter. They were at 11. They ended up with 13, only 2 points in the second period. That came on a field goal by Nick Perriott in the paint. On the other side of the ledger, Palmyra, using their speed, getting numerous fast breaks to come down. Plus, they've also been hitting the threes. They've made 4 3-pointers in addition to a number of lay-ins on just getting the fast breaks and outrunning the Johnson-Brock defense. So that's where we stand here at halftime, 31-13. Johnson-Brock's got a pretty tall mountain to climb here, not insurmountable. Perhaps a chance to try to get going back on this thing, but down right now, 31-13. A lot of halftime entertainment here in the girls' halftime. We were entertained by the kindergarten, first, and second grade cheerleaders. Halftime of the boys' game, they brought out the third, fourth, and fifth grade girls. And that always makes for a big crowd here when you've got all the grandparents and parents here to watch the little girls do their cheering. Kind of disappointing to see a lot of the folks leave here. I do realize it's a 31-13 ball game, but I guess the little girls do have school in the morning. They stay till halftime to watch them perform. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse has his Eagles gathered around him down here in front of the stage, just below our broadcast point, visiting with him. We mentioned in the JV game tonight, the boys, a bright spot here, did get a win over Palmyra, 56-23. Coach Ben Ideas coaching those JV kids, They have now won 29 straight junior varsity basketball games, the Johnson Brock boys, 29 straight, dating back to a loss to Sacred Heart in the 2020 season. So they've had a long string of wins in JV basketball, tonight winning 56-23. All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action. Again, our halftime score, 31-13, and it'll be Palmyra's basketball to begin third quarter play. The inbound pass comes in to Hunter Pope. Johnson Brock opens in a man-to-man defense. Camden Dollyhouse picks Pope up with the basketball. Fitzpatrick launches a three that's off the rim, but the rebound comes down to Fitzpatrick. Around to Sweeney. Sweeney brings it back to the top of the circle, clears it out to Hunter Pope, and they'll reset the offense. Pope's pass to the right wing, wide of the mark, goes up into the stands. A turnover, and Johnson Brock will get the basketball back. Inbound the pass comes into Nick Perriott. Perriott starts up court to Camden Dollyhouse. Perriott across the timeline. Works to the right elbow. Camden to Sloan Pelican in the corner left side. Finds Kaysen on the right wing. Kaysen in the paint. Free throw line. Finds Sloan Pelican. Running a weave at the top of the key. Pelican has the ball tipped away. Touched last over here by Nick Sweeney for Palmyra. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Camden Dollyhouse will inbound it on the side in forecourt. He'll toss it into Perriott and backcourt across the timeline. Perriott works it out near the midcourt circle to the top of the key between the rings. Perriott left wing, feeds it inside to Kaysen. Kaysen hands to Sloan Pelican. Driving layup. Pelican got it. Sloan Pelican, his second best basket of the evening on the driving layup on the left side of the lane. 31-15. Johnson Brock with the first 2 points of the second half. With the ball, this is Nick Sweeney. High lob pass, skip pass across court, finds Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick to the left wing, looking for Hatcher. Hatcher tries to work against Kaysen, can't get open, gives it in to Pope. Right side, Hunter Pope, in traffic, no place to go. Good looking defense here by Johnson Brock. Nick Sweeney. Again off to Hunter Pope at the top of the key. Pope wants to go into the paint. Feeds it, wrap around pass to Sweeney, finds Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick puts a shot off the glass. They say no. There was a foul on the floor before the shot. The foul is going to be called on Leighton Behrens. And Behrens picks up his second personal, first team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Palmyra's basketball under their own bucket. Waiting to lob it into the corner. Here's a driving lay-in off the glass, up and good by Nick Sweeney. Sweeney's got 9 points now in the game. Johnson Brock on a fast break. Kaysen Dollyhouse wanted to go up with a shot on a layup and a whistle and a foul, and we're going to have Kaysen Dollyhouse at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Hunter Pope. On Pope, his first personal, team foul number one of the half on Palmyra. At the free throw line, Kaysen Dollyhouse. Kaysen has not scored yet tonight. Here he'll be shooting two shots for the Eagles. Dollyhouse, the sophomore at 6'1", free throw is up and good. He'll have his second. Kaysen Dollyhouse, Camden Dollyhouse, identical twin sons of Coach Lucas Dollyhouse. That's why I go by Kaysen and Camden. Second shot is up and off, no good. For Kaysen, he made one out of two, and very quickly the other way comes Alex Hatcher for Palmyra. The Panthers have been so fast getting up and down the floor using their speed for the breakaway lay-ins. And here we're going to have an offensive foul called on Jackson Dillon. He was pushing off of a defender there. Jacket is going to be on Nick Sweeney. Sweeney picks up his third personal, second team foul of the half on Palmyra. 6:05 to play, third quarter. It's 33-16. Palmyra with the lead over Johnson Brock. The Eagles down court on the dribble. Camden Dollyhouse off to Nick Perriott into forecourt. Finds Sloan Pelican in the corner on the left side of the basket. Camden Dollyhouse wants to penetrate. Has the ball taken away. Then stolen back by Behrens, who feeds to Pelican for the layup. Sloan Pelican with the layup. He's got 7 points. Great job there by Leighton Behrens to get the steal and feed it to Pelican for the easy lay-in. Top of the key, Fitzpatrick for three. It's off, no good. Sloan Pelican has the rebound. Pelican down court, fast break. Kaysen Dollyhouse, shot is up. Offensive foul is going to be called on Kaysen Dollyhouse. Not sure how Fitzpatrick could have got set there as it was a fast break. They were both moving toward the hoop. Dollinghouse took it for the lay-in, and he's called for the foul on Kaysen, his third personal. Fitzpatrick somehow got around and apparently got his feet set on that fast break lay-in. Kaysen Dollinghouse leaves the lineup. Brody Kaler, the freshman, checks in to replace him, so Kaler back onto the floor. 5:28 to go, third quarter. It's 33-18. Inside to Burkle, the big guy. Shot is up. Blocked away nicely by Behrens. Leighton Behrens blocked a 6-foot-8 man shot under the basket. Here comes Sloan Pelican. He pulls up for a three. Got it. Sloan Pelican has 7 points here early in this third quarter. 33-21. The lead is down to 12 now. Lob pass to Burkle under the basket. Burkle's shot is up and off. No good, but he's fouled. Burkle, the mountain man, will be at the line here. The foul is called on Leighton Behrens, his third personal, third team foul. Chris Burkle, 6'8", 320 pounds. Big man. Shooting two. Free throw is up and good. He now has 3 points. I have to compliment Chris Burkle. I talk about his size. He is also athletic. The young man can move. He can dribble the ball. He can move to the hoop well. He can play the game of basketball. Just happens to be a really big guy. Chris Burkle's second free throw is up. It's good also. Nothing but nylon on either one of the free throws. And now it's 35-21. The lead is back to 14. They had cut it to 12 there momentarily as Camden Dollinghouse puts a pass to Pelican. Pelican's had the hot hand here. He's made 3 field goals in the first 3 minutes of this quarter. In goes Dollinghouse with an underhanded scoop shot. Fitzpatrick comes down with a rebound. Fast break at the other end, driving lay-in up and good by Drew Earhart. And again, Johnson Brock got beat on that fast break. That's happened several times tonight. Nick Perriott goes with a pass to Jalen Behrens. Jalen Behrens, bounce pass into the corner. Sloan Pelican moves around the defender, doesn't take the shot. Goes to Nick Perriott. There's Dollinghouse for three off the side of the backboard. Got his own rebound underneath. Jalen Behrens kicks it out. Sloan Pelican for three. Got it. Sloan Pelican. 10 points here in the third quarter for Pelican. Johnson Brock back within 13, trying to battle back into this thing after trailing 31-13. There's Burkle in traffic. We got a whistle on a foul. I think Burkle's going to be back at the line again here to shoot two, the big guy. This time, the foul is going to go on Sloan Pelican. Pelican's first personal, third team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Chris Burkle, 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots,